Welcome to Face to Face. Face to Face is an in-depth look at the life and career of a popular sports figure from a Christian perspective. Now, here's your host of Face to Face, Tom Rust.
All right, thank you very much, and welcome to Face to Face. We're glad to have you with us today, and hope you're doing well here in the fall. It is certainly an interesting time as far as sports go. There's a lot of sports starting up right now, and a lot of sports that are, well, reaching their climax. Of course, baseball is right there, and what an interesting time it has been with the Chicago Cubs, the New York Mets, the Texas Rangers, the Toronto Blue Jays, among the mix of teams, the Houston Astros, a lot of teams that we don't normally see in there, and that's been really an exciting time. But we are in the midst of the football season. We're about halfway through. And one of the guys that we had a chance to interview a few years ago when he was a member of the Indianapolis Colts is Jacob Tammy. Jacob Tammy's a tight end. He is 6'3", but he runs a 4.5 40-yard dash, and he is really a pretty solid ball player. Now, since we've interviewed Jacob, he has played for the Denver Broncos for 3 years, and currently he plays for the Atlanta Falcons. He has been in the league since 2008. He comes from the University of Kentucky, and we found Jacob Tammy to be a very personable young man, very personable guy, and very tough. This past week, he had one of the biggest weeks of his career when he played for the Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons, of course, one of six unbeaten teams as we broadcast this, and the Falcons are really a very strong team, and Jacob Tammy did a nice job in the game that they had against the Washington Redskins just about a week ago. He had 8 receptions for 94 yards and caught a lot of those Matt Ryan passes that he got. So he's stayed right in the mix of things. It's kind of interesting when you look at Jacob. You know, it's always good, of course, if you're going to be a tight end or a wide receiver, it's always good to have somebody that can throw to you. And Jacob right now has Matt Ryan, who's a pretty solid quarterback, but he also has been with the Denver Broncos from 2012 to 2014. And, of course, their quarterback is Peyton Manning. For 1 year in 2011, he had Andrew Luck thrown to him. So he's really been the beneficiary of playing with some outstanding quarterbacks. And one of the things we always do on Face to Face is to archive a lot of our interviews that we've done over the past 25 years. And we always try to take a look at players who have moved on maybe from their previous team, but of course their Christian testimony does not fade, and that's the case that we have with Jacob Tammy. So we want you to hear the interview that we did with Jacob Tammy back in 2011 in his final year with the Indianapolis Colts, and now of course you can watch him on TV with the Atlanta Falcons, and just think about the fact that Jacob is not only an outstanding tight end, outstanding receiver from the University of Kentucky, but he also is a solid Christian. So we'll take a break, and when we come back, you'll hear the interview that we did with Jacob Tammy. You are listening to Face to Face. Welcome, and we are here once again for Face to Face. We're here in the Colts locker room today with tight end Jacob Tammy, 6'3", 236-pounder out of the University of Kentucky with the Indianapolis Colts. Jacob, first of all, thanks for being a part of Face to Face.
Now, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
You were drafted in the fourth round by the Colts, 2008. Can you tell us a little bit about what draft day was like for you?
Well, draft day was incredible. Just one of those experiences as a kid you never even dream you get to have, and had some close family over at the house, and we're just kind of waiting on that phone call. You never know where it's going to come, and you sort of have an idea, but you still never know. So, you know, if we actually sent my father-in-law out to get some groceries, and as soon as he left, the Colts called. So we like to give him a hard time. We just needed to get him out of the house, and then everything worked out great.
Did you know it was going to be the Colts?
No, you know, I had no idea. It's sort of an interesting part of the process. So a lot of teams interview you, you know, over and over. I actually had a lot more discussions with several other teams, you know. The Colts kind of do it differently, and you know, needless to say, I was excited to come, you know, be a part of this team and be a part of this offense when I got the call.
Playing with Peyton Manning, it's got to be incredible. What do you have to do to adjust your style to go with Peyton Manning's style? What is it that makes him so special to a receiver?
Well, the first couple years you spend just trying to soak everything up and learn what's going on around here, because everything moves such a fast pace, and Peyton does such a incredible job of leading and just calling plays and changing plays, and you know, it's a fun offense to be a part of, but it does take some time. So it's a little bit of an adjustment. Offensively now, you know, without Peyton, we're going through a little bit of an adjustment, but we're starting to click, and now we just need to find some ways to get wins. But you know, with Peyton in there, it was a neat adjustment coming from college to come in here and trying to soak everything up.
Have you ever played with anybody or ever seen anybody that was like Peyton, where you came in and it was so much just so different when you came to the line of scrimmage?
No, I never really have played anywhere with an offense like this. With a quarterback like Peyton, you know, there's a reason that he's one of the best all time, and that made it really neat, but it definitely makes that adjustment a little bit more difficult, but also kind of fun as you go through it.
You're also playing with Dallas Clark, one of the finest tight ends, and you playing behind him. What do you learn from Dallas Clark coming in?
Well, I learned a lot from Dallas Clark, early in my career here, you know, how to be a pro, what it means, you know, just showing up every day, and, you know, when things are going good, when things are going bad. Definitely taught me a lot and really helped me mature as a pro a little bit, and be able to get in there and do what I did last year when he went down. So, you know, I think we've it's been great to learn from him and develop a friendship with him, and he's a great locker room guy to have.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. You say learning how to be a pro and all the various things that are off the field. This is a long season. Of course, you treat the game much differently than fans do. You come to work every day, and there has to be an adjustment there to where you kind of keep yourself on an even keel, don't you?
Yeah, it's one thing this team does really good. You know, usually we're having to answer questions about being, you know, winning 8 games in a row, and, you know, how do you keep focused? And now we've lost, you know, too many in a row, and how do you keep focused, you know? So we answered the same way, really. It's more difficult now because nobody likes losing. Everything's harder when you lose, but either way, you got to keep an even keel. You're never as good as anybody thinks you are. You're never as bad as anybody thinks you are. You're usually somewhere in between. So we try to keep that mindset and just try to go get a W every week.
Last year in 2010, when Dallas went down and you stepped in as a starter, did you feel much different? Did you feel like, I'm ready to be a starter? Did you have more confidence basically being the backup for the first couple years?
I felt absolutely ready. You know, I felt 100% ready, and I think that's kind of the position that you have to get yourself in as a pro. Like we talked about, you know, being a professional at whatever you do. This league is there's not a ton of opportunity. You know, there's a lot of guys going for few spots, and when you get a chance to step in, you got to be ready to go. And the hard part is preparing every week like you're the starter, but then not being the starter. So the easy part is when you're preparing and you know you're going to be the starter. The hard part is staying on it when you know there's a chance you might not play that much. So doing that helped me out a lot. I spent a couple years doing that, so it really paid dividends.
What role did Dallas play in your life after you became the starter? How did he help you any?
Well, Dallas always he's always, you know, been there. He's always been a guy that can teach you just those little things. And now it's kind of gotten to the point where, you know, this is my fourth year in the NFL, so it's time for me to start teaching guys little things, you know. So Dallas was really focused on his rehab when he went down. He had a tough road to hoe, getting everything fixed, and spent some time out of town, you know, getting everything done. So really had to just go with it. And, we've got a solid football team, you know. So, when you have a tough injury like that, you really got to focus on getting your rehab done, which he's done a tremendous job of, because he's out there strong as ever, you know.
You had 4 touchdowns last year, I believe. And what was it like? What was your first touchdown like? Can you remember that?
I do. Of course, can't forget that. You know, I do remember that. I remember everything about the play. But you know, I remember most importantly that we won the game. It was a big game against Houston last year on Monday night, and you know, that was. It was a lot of fun. It was just, you know, I've said it a lot of times. This is a fun team to be a part of. This is just a fun group of guys to get in there and play with. And you know, the hard part is right now it's not that much fun, you know, because we're not winning. But yeah. You know, got to find a way to get that ship righted because you know, this game's supposed to be fun, and this is a fun group, and I had a lot of fun playing last year.
You have been a winner most of your life in everything that you've done as far as playing football and being on winning teams. What is the adjustment like here in the locker room? What do you, and can you be a leader in that way?
Yeah, you know, I've had a neat experience. You know, in high school, all I knew was winning. You know, from my freshman year to my senior year, we went 58-2, won the state championship every year. Then I went to Kentucky, and the program was in a place where it was struggling. My first couple of years, I think we were 3-8, 2-9, you know, and then we got that turned around and went to back-to-back bowls and won 8 games, and you know, so I've kind of had the full experience of tough years, great years, and the same thing here. Now we're going through a tough stretch after several good years, a trip to the Super Bowl. So you know, like we talked about earlier, I think it's key to just keep an even keel and go to work every day. You know, what you can't do is you can't get so down or so up that you stop working hard.
Tony Dungy was here when you came here, and of course, an incredible man. You look back in years past and say, "I played for that guy." Tell me about Tony Dungy and what it was like playing for Tony.
Well, it was a privilege for me to come my rookie year and get to play for Coach Dungy, and now for Coach Caldwell, who. You know, is of the same mold as far as character, man, and you know, Coach Dungy is just a special guy. You know, he's just a special guy. Everyone knows it. Everyone that's around him knows, you know, how authentic he is, and how very real his faith is to him, and just his way of living and his mindset. And he's definitely a neat guy to get to be around. Real privilege for me.
Jacob Tammy is our guest. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more, including about him personally. So stay with us, and don't go away. You're listening to Face to Face. Welcome back to Face to Face. Our guest is Jacob Tammy, the tight end of the Indianapolis Colts. We're talking about Tony Dungy and the faith. Faith seems to be an important element of this team. There are a number of coaches on this team who are solid Christians, a number of players. I know you haven't played on any other pro teams, but is this different, do you believe, than the other teams as far as faith goes?
Well, I think there's a lot of faithful men around this league, but you know, I would have to say that, you know, without having been anywhere else, that it does seem like this locker room is just full of guys who you know, trust in the Lord and sort of have that as the bedrock of their life. And you know, it's a neat thing. It's a neat thing to be able to go to a Bible study and just hear you know, guys living, you know, as sinners and not perfect, but just authentic walk, just trying to walk with the Lord. And it's definitely a neat part of this team.
You find there are a lot of different temptations in being a part of the pro football league from when you were in college or when you were in high school. Being at this level, what are the temptations as a Christian?
Well, I think they're probably not what everyone would assume that they are. You know, I have a wonderful wife who keeps me pretty grounded. I got a 6.5-month-old son. My life is probably a lot like a lot of other dads. You know, I'm not, it's not all, you know, glitz and glamour and that type of temptation that people might assume just comes with the NFL. Now, having said that, there's a lot of, you know, there's temptation everywhere, you know, and it's a constant battle just to try to stay in the spirit and trust the Lord to guide my steps. And you know, the good part about this team again is there's a lot of guys you know, encouraging each other in that.
Let's talk about your faith a little bit. You came out of Danville, Kentucky, and you had a tremendous time, as you say, 58-2, four state championships, had all kinds of accolades down in Kentucky, and then had some great accolades in the SEC. But, well, your faith, when did Jesus Christ become a real part of your life?
Well, I had a great upbringing, great parents, Christian upbringing. So, you know, Christ has always been a part of my life. You know, even more importantly than that, in the past couple of years, I've really, you know, been moved by the Spirit and to really make my life for Christ. You know, the term having Christ as part of your life, I don't, you know, is not really the ultimate goal that Christ wants from us, you know, in my opinion. And then just what the Spirit's moved me on recently, the last couple of years, you know, it's about more than that. So, you know, it's really been a process of growth ever since I was a kid. And, you know, I'm just, I'm very thankful for the walk that that the Lord has me on, and for the, you know, for the presence of the Spirit in my life, because you know, without it, it's a tough world.
I know you like to do a lot of speaking, or you've done some speaking. I've heard where you've been. I haven't actually had a chance to hear you, but do you enjoy getting out with the public and with kids particularly and telling them about Jesus Christ?
Yeah, I love doing that stuff. I love going to schools, you know, and just and talking about, you know, even more things, you know, in general. You can't always talk about religion in schools anymore, but, you know, I guess some people can, you know, with certain groups. But I love going I got to do a thing with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes in Kentucky this off season. Gave a talk there that was a lot of fun, just a real blessing to get to be a part of that group. You know, so I love just trying to do little things like that, where the Lord gives me an opportunity to glorify His name, you know, because that's really at the end what it's about.
2007, you received the Bobby Bowden Award. Bobby Bowden, the longtime head coach at Florida State, you received the Bobby Bowden Award from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Tell us about that.
Well, that was a real incredible honor. You know, something I never would have expected. Or, you know, I was just a guy who attempted to start a Bible study, you know. I mean, I didn't. I feel unworthy of it, but I'm very very thankful for, you know, I got to go to New Orleans and be a part of the national championship festivities there, and go to a neat little dinner. And the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, I think, does a tremendous job. I think it's a real God exalting organization, you know, for our youth, for the high schoolers, for the people in college. I know some of the work they're doing at the University of Kentucky is just tremendous. So you know, anything I can kind of do to support them a little bit, I love to do. And that award was very generous.
I know also that you want to give back to your community. Any special projects particularly that you're working on in the community?
Well, we 2 years now we've been doing a golf event for an organization called Homes for Our Troops that builds specially adapted houses for wounded veterans. So we've been working on that you know, for a couple years now, and we've raised a bunch of money with two events, and that it just kind of keeps it's grown, it just keeps growing. So it's a pretty amazing thing to be able to help out those men and women who, you know, come home double amputees. You know, just it's an amazing thing to be able to give them a home that they can live in. So that's a pretty neat honor.
Jacob Tammy, it's been a privilege having you on the show this week, and want to thank you for being a part of that. Thank you for all you do here with the Colts, particularly as you continue to shine your light, so to speak, and with the Christian faith here in the NFL and with the Colts. As we close today, I'm catching you off guard a little bit, but maybe you can do something here. Do you have a favorite verse or anything that comes to mind, or anything like that?
James 4:8, I believe, I saw recently, and I believe it says, draw near to God and He will draw near to you.
Okay.
And I just think that, boy, one thing we need in this world, and one thing I need more of in my own life, is just drawing near to God. That's a neat promise that he'll draw near to us.
Jacob, thank you again for being a part of Face to Face. Good luck with the Colts, and I hope to see you in the future.
Yeah, thank you. My pleasure.
All right. Jacob Tammy, the tight end with the Indianapolis Colts. We'll take a break and be back, so don't go away. You're listening to Face to Face. Welcome welcome back. Hope you enjoyed our time with Jacob Tammy. That was really a lot of fun in the Colts locker room. And, well, I'll tell you, just God's really blessed. I know when I was a young man growing up, I thought it might be interesting to get to see a major league game or to get to have some time in a NFL game, something like that. I don't recall ever seeing an NFL game till I think I was in college. I saw a few Major League Baseball games when I was a youngster. But I never dreamed that we would have the opportunity to share Christian testimonies by being in the clubhouse and being in the locker rooms of various players. I thought about that just recently when I was watching the playoffs between the Mets and the Dodgers, and the playoffs between the Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals, and just thinking about the fact that a number of those players are not only Christians, but they've been on face-to-face. We just recently had Chris Coughlin on, and of course he is a key member of the Chicago Cubs, and Daniel Murphy has been on face-to-face. Daniel is one of the key players with the New York Mets, and Mike Matheny, the manager of the St. Louis Cardinals. By the way, one of the things that we want to let you know about is the fact that Mike Matheny and our friend Jerry Jenkins have put a book together called The Matheny Manifesto. One of the things about Mike Matheny is not only is he a tough, solid Christian, but he believes that the values of youth sports have kind of gone the wrong way in the last few years. And he took over a youth baseball team in the St. Louis area. And one of the things that he demanded was that they take on some values that that developed around the team concept and developed around some Christian values. And I'm not sure everybody, all the parents agreed with that. You know, quite honestly, when you go to watch youth baseball, sometimes you see parents screaming at the umpires. You see parents screaming at their kids. And it's not just in baseball, but it's in other youth sports. And Mike and Jerry have put this book together, and we recommend it highly to you, The Matheny Manifesto. You can find out more about it when you go to our website at facetofaceradio.com. But we recommend that you read that. It's a very interesting book, and strong Christian values involved there. And it's just always good to be an outlet for a lot of these Christian athletes. And sometimes we take a look at the last 25 years and see a lot of the different athletes that have come down the pike. And we just want to continue to let you know when there's something out there that that involves Christian athletes. And by the way, you can find out about all these things that we talked about, including all the interviews that we've had in recent weeks, recent months, if you go to our website. And our website is at facetofaceradio.com. We hope you'll check that out and check it out with your friends. Of course, it's up there 24/7, and there's a lot of other things. One of the other things that we have up there is the weekly blog that we have from former LPGA golfer Tracy Hansen. We hope you'll take some time and check that out. All things that are very worthwhile. Once again, that's at facetofaceradio.com. Well, as we close today, we want to give you a verse from the book of Colossians. And it's just a little simple line, but it's very, very practical in our daily life. It says this: devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. I don't know about you, but I fall into the category sometimes of being able to, of thinking that I'm the one that's responsible for all that we do, and I don't spend near enough time in prayer. But one of the things that we always need to do is to pray constantly, asking God to guide us, control us, asking God to be our strength, and being watchful and thankful, and just being aware of what's going on around us in the world, and knowing that even though sometimes things look very bleak, that God is still in control. That's about it for us. We look forward to having you back next week. We'll have another Christian athlete. Till then, this is Tom Russ saying, remember this, no matter where you go, no matter what you do, be a good sport. Goodbye.
You've been listening to Face to Face with Tom Rust. For a free copy of today's program or for more information, please write to Face to Face Ministries, P.O. Box 125, Columbus, Indiana 47202. Or call Face to Face Ministries at 812-376-3000. Or toll free at 1-800-479-0952. You can also find us on the web at facetofaceradio.com. Join us again next week as Tom Rust goes face to face.